It's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
It is time to beat Bernie, and today it looks like we've got a former coworker of ours, Walter in Brooklyn, who used to work at ABC. Walter, it's Sid. Good morning. How are you, pal?
Hey, how you doing, Sid? Good morning to you.
Nice to have you on today. Now, for the listeners out there that don't know, when did you work at ABC exactly? What years was that?
Back in the 70s, before your current owners.
Right.
I started when Lenny Golinson owned the company.
And were you on the air engineering? What was your position?
Oh, no, neither. I was in purchasing.
In purchasing, okay. Well, welcome back to WABC and welcome to today's game. Thank you for playing, pal.
Thanks.
Here is number one, Walter from Brooklyn. Where in Brooklyn are you, by the way?
Borough Park.
Oh, Borough Park. Very nice. All right. Happy Hanukkah. Here's number one. What is the name of the United Kingdom's central lawmaking body?
Parliament.
Yes. Home movies of JFK's assassination were taken by Orville Nix, Marie Muchmore, and famously, who else?
Stone?
Incorrect.
Wrong, like a bag of anthrax,
the Zapruder film, of course. Abraham Zapruder. Because of his... What is this word here? I mean, I can't see at this point.
Because of his deist beliefs.
Deist beliefs. Who was the Age of Reason author that died a social outcast in New York City back in 1809?
The Age of Reason author. French guy.
To quote Joe Beningo, will be Thomas O. The Pain.
Wrong, you're like a bag of anthrax.
Number four, prior to Regis Philbin attending the University of Notre Dame, where he majored in sociology, what New York City high school did Philbin graduate from? I'll give you a hint. Same school as Bernie McGurk.
Don't know that.
Martin Scorsese, a bunch of others. That would be Cardinal Hayes High School in the Bronx.
Cardinal Hayes.
And finally, in 1836, with support from former President Andrew Jackson, what New Yorker was elected President of the United States?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
In 1836, with support from former President Andrew Jackson, what New Yorker was elected President of the United States?
I'm not positive, but probably Benjamin Harrison.
Not a bad guess, but the answer was Martin Van Buren. Tough game today. Only one right so far for Walter.
Today.
Very tough, yes. I'm not sure Bernie's going to do much better, but we'll wait and see. Walter got one right, put Walter from Brooklyn on hold. And let's see how Bernie fares today. How about that?
I think he's going to do all right.
I don't think I'm coming in tomorrow.
Yeah, you are.
I don't feel great, though.
I don't care.
You don't care. Right?
I don't care.
You don't care?
No. I don't care.
If I die, you know, I got to be here. That's it.
Well, I'll care if you die.
Right. Because
then you won't be here.
At all. Forever. Right. I don't know, bro. I'm going to go to this book signing to meet Portia and spread whatever I've got anyway.
Well, Nicole Sapphire was very disappointed in you.
That what?
That you're not taking care of yourself.
Whatever. She wasn't disappointed. She thinks I've got COVID. I've already had it. And I think I've got a cold. Like, God forbid, if you're sneezing and have a little bit of chest congestion, right away you got COVID.
Well, listen, it is getting cold fast, and people come down with some congestion.
Whatever.
That's just how the seasons work.
That's fine. But, I mean, people have a cold, they have a flu. It's not always COVID. I had COVID already.
That's what I'm saying. It's not always COVID.
16 vaccinations, exactly, so... I'm going to get a Z-Pack today after I spread this, whatever I've got, at Barnes & Noble, and rub it all over Portia Williams. Poor girl has no idea. And then I'll go home and rest. And if I don't feel better tomorrow, I'm going to take off. Because Thursday, I like the menorah.
Well, we're going to need a host because we think Bernie fell in the toilet here.
Oh, he fell in the toilet?
Yeah.
He has duty cramps?
No, I don't know what he's doing. But how did what's-his-face do?
He got one right.
Really?
Yeah, that's it. It's a very tough game today. Very, very tough.
I don't know.
He got the first one right. That was it.
One of them I did, you know, write clearly for Bernard, as you know.
Well, yeah, the high school.
Yeah.
Right. Where is Bernie? Seriously.
I seriously think he fell in the toilet.
Well, why don't we do this? Let's take a break, play some spots, and come back and get Bernie on.
No, he's coming.
Oh, he's coming now. He's coming now. Okay. Where the hell do you go, bro? I mean...
I got pulled into a big meeting.
Is that true?
Yeah.
My God.
Very important.
Chad?
Wait till I tell you when we get...
We go to break?
Commercials, yeah.
Oh, boy. All right, you ready to go?
You're in trouble, bro.
So what? What's new?
Actually, I'm in bigger trouble, though.
What's new, bro? Well, yeah, no, you wouldn't be in bigger trouble. That would be news, yes. Two right, you win today, okay?
Let's go.
What is the name of the United Kingdom's central lawmaking body?
Parliament.
Right. Home movies of JFK's assassination were taken by Orville Nix, Marie Muchmore, and famously, who else?
It was Zapruder.
Yes. Because of his deist beliefs, or deist beliefs, excuse me.
Spell it.
D-E-I-S-T, deist beliefs. Who was the Age of Reason author that died a social outcast in New York City back in 1809?
Deist. No. You got to repeat it quickly.
Because of his deist beliefs, who was the Age of Reason author that died a social outcast in New York City back in 1809?
Age of Reason.
That's right, Bernie.
I'd have to go with, I don't know, French philosopher Descartes.
He said a French too. It would be Thomas O. The Paine.
Oh, yeah, Age of Common Sense. Yes, Thomas Paine, right.
Here's one for you. He gave it to you. Prior to Regis Philbin attending the University of Notre Dame, where he majored in sociology, what New York City high school did Philbin graduate from? I even gave the guy a hint. I said, Bernie went to the same school. He didn't get it.
That's hilarious. Of course, Cardinal Hayes High School.
That's right.
Up Hayes and all its loyal men, baby.
In 1836, with support from former President Andrew Jackson, what New Yorker was elected President of the United States?
Marty.
That's right. Van Buren.
Martin Van Buren.
Are him and Trump the only two New Yorkers ever? Him and Trump, right?
No, Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh, Theodore. Okay, so 4-1 your final score today. Bernie gets the win. Bernie, say hello to Walter in Brooklyn, who worked at ABC about 40 years ago.
Hey, Walter, what's up? Maybe Franklin, too, by the way. How you doing, Walter?
Hey, okay, pretty good. Pretty good, Bernie. Hey, good going. I misunderstood a couple of questions, but anyway, I was going to lose, period. I didn't know what school you went to. I don't remember that. Even though I listen to you every day, I don't still remember
so,
that.
Well, not necessarily. Either way, Walter, A, thanks for playing. Thanks for listening. And B, 40 years ago at Penn Plaza, were you?
No. I was uptown, 47 West and 77 West, 66th Street.
Okay, I'm sure Sid asked you.
By the TV studios.
Oh, the TV studios. I mean, you have a broadcaster's voice.
I didn't work in radio.
Peter
radio.
Jennings Way.
I was a buyer. I bought for radio, but I didn't work in it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I worked for corporate.
And where are you now?
When Lenny Goldenson ran the company, and then the Irish Mafia took over, Murphy and Burke, and then they sold it to Disney.
Oh, okay. Disney. Yeah, that's a stellar company these days. Where are you now, young man?
I am. Thank you for the young man. I'm in Borough Park, Brooklyn.
Borough Park. Okay. So you're not a religious Jew, are you?
No, but 90% of my neighbors are.
Yeah, it's a great place. I mean, listen, they're not hitting
you. It is a great place.
They're not hitting you over the head trying to take your money. Just keep that. Right, that's what I always say.
No, that's not happening. No. It's a super safe place to live and very peaceful.
Bottom line. Well, Walter, thanks for playing and thanks for listening and, good luck.
Hey, listen, God bless and Merry Christmas to you guys.
You too, Walter. Thank you so much. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. We'll close out the show the way we do it every day. Your chance to talk to Bernie and Sid is next, but first.
Well, you can play me again tomorrow at 9:40, or you can take a stab at the $1,000 Minute on the other side of midnight, hosted by Frank Morano. Each weekday morning at 4:30, you have the chance to win $1,000 if you can answer 10 consecutive questions correctly in 1 minute. Listen to The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano on the overnights for entertaining and informative talk in the $1,000 Minute.
Beat Bernie, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.